You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
At California Psychics, we know some people can't read the career warning signs. Like your boss, still not knowing your name.
You, Tina, Lisa, Sheila, whatever. Get that report to me by lunch, okay?
It's Carrie, ma'am.
Just get it done, Terry.
So talk to California Psychics and receive the career guidance you need. We only connect you with the very best. So guarantee, if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. California Psychics. Visit CaliforniaPsychics.com today for limited time offers.
Okay, participation is helpful here. So we want you to chime in on the Harrigan Hotline, our new game, probably just a one-day game, 651-461-9226. Dave, it's time.
Maybe it's the truth about JFK, the moon landing, or Stevie Wonder. Come on, let's take a look and see what else is on Pam Bondi's desk.
Boom, I like it.
That's how we do it.
Texter suggests the recipe for new Coke.
I was thinking a recipe myself.
Someone suggests Costco chicken tortilla soup and mint chocolate chip ice cream.
Mint chocolate chip. I don't think that one's too much of a secret.
What a low life.
How about the Colonel's recipe?
The Colonel's recipe. How about where is Bigfoot? Really is Bigfoot?
Where's Sasquatch been hiding these years?
How about
this? Pacific Northwest. Maybe he's gone.
How about this one? This is personal to me. Why Chad and Barrero really broke up? Right there on the desk? It's right there? Recipe among the texters for McDonald's special sauce. How about this one? Pulp Fiction. When they lifted up the briefcase. What's in the briefcase?
I like that very much.
You like that one?
Yes.
More texts. Can't read a couple, please. The bribe envelope to lose the Epstein list. That'd be okay.
Yeah.
Donald Trump's real physical report, which was required to file for the draft. No mention of bone spurs. Yeah. Well, also, some of his recent physicals.
I was going to say, how about the latest?
How about his recent physicals?
That or the cognitive tests. He aced them. He aces all of them.
You know, I'm almost surprised he doesn't, on True Social, maybe he's done this and I missed it. Did he actually take a cognitive test live? Or Fox News would probably carry it. Him, you know, picked up a shovel, brought it to the garage, remembered which spot it was in, drove to the house, and remembered it in the right sequence or something. Thank you. Thank you. Donald Trump's DNA. Oh, I don't really don't want that.
No, we're good with that.
No. We kind of had that with Bill and address. What else? Do you have anything you want to suggest? What is really still or formerly on Pam Bondi's desk, Dave Harrigan? Someone says Trump's actual tax returns.
I don't think those are getting to the desk.
Yeah.
Those are staying very far from the desk.
A rotisserie chicken recipe.
Mmm.
There you go. That could be for you.
That could be for me. A lot of people love that rotisserie chicken, Chad. It's very it's gross. Very popular. Don't say that.
It's overrated.
Don't say that.
It's like a light side item.
What is wrong with you?
I realize it's like maybe for lunch. You feed your family it for the month of August.
Mm. Perhaps.
No wonder they come out to the fair so hungry.
Perhaps we could have on Bondi's desk what Susie was really thinking in line at Trader Joe's yesterday, picking out the worst chocolate treat they have.
Yeah. Maybe it's the body count from Ralph. If you missed it yesterday, Susie and another date wouldn't tell us the name. I don't know why wouldn't just tell us the first name.
Yeah.
I don't think that was going to narrow it down. Unless it was so distinctive. I mean, who?
Elon?
Yeah. Whose name in the state of Minnesota, if we just learned the first name, would we know right away who it was?
Prince.
Yeah, I don't think he's with us.
That's tough.
Ant? If he goes, he's got a public job, and his nickname is Ant. And he wore number 5 there. I go, you know. This guy told Susie not once, not twice, but 3 times, I have a high body count. Didn't say the number. Talking about women he slept with.
Mm-hmm. Unbeknownst to her, she was thinking murdered.
Oh, my gosh. The color of Trump's facial bronzer. Did you see it yesterday? Oh, my God. And listen, for no matter the age, there are days you look better. There are days you look worse.
Mm-hmm.
I am absolutely in that category. I've never thought orange was the right look.
Haven't tried it.
I have not tried it. I don't think it's going to happen. But he maybe pulled the hair back further. Because you're talking about a border situation. The bronzer didn't make it to the border. So it was orange, and then very light.
Maybe we need also, speaking of the hair, the report that Donald gives the hair, the barber each time he goes in for a trim.
Yeah.
How exactly does Don say he wants his haircut?
I told you, the one time in term one where he played and he had hat hair and he just kind of pulled it back, it looked normal. He looked fine. He wasn't orange. The hair was back. It was a way better look. You want to add a couple other items? What else is on Pam Bondi's desk? You certainly can. Let's go to traffic, weather, and let's go to L.A. and talk with Jamie Yuccas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey, I'm gum disease. You may know me by my formal name, periodontal disease. No? I can't believe this. No respect. Same story everywhere I go. Over half of all adults in America live with me, and they act like they don't even know I exist. I mean, come on. Whole body health? I am gum disease. I am literally linked to almost every major disease. Diabetes, heart disease, Alzheimer's. You can't just ignore me.
Find a dentist near you committed to caring about all of you. Visit SmileGeneration.com/confidence today.